The party's over.
Yeah, it's over, folks. The recession, economists are starting to agree, is over. That means all that recession bailout money's going away. It means all this economist yelling is going away.
Within the last 7 months, you've been bullish on stocks.
You ought to watch my show. I've been calling a bear market and saying things are incredibly dangerous.
Jim, 6-7 months ago, you were looking for a bull stock run.
Hey, Stella!
If Stella was an economist, would she say the recession is over? She'd probably yell it. Holler at us. We can handle it. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI.
Good morning, everyone. All kinds of hollering going on in America. It's Thursday, August 13th. I'm John Huckenberry, joined by Celeste Headlee. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John. Coming up this hour, the Afghans go to the polls next week. We're going to talk to the Afghan ambassador to the U.S. about what we can expect in the election.
He doesn't yell. He doesn't yell.
No, he's pretty soft-spoken.
Yes.
And in California, people are waiting in line, long lines, to get into a free health clinic. It's only 3 a.m. there. I imagine they're sleeping. We're going to check in with some of the early risers. But first, we're joined by Kelly Evans. She's a Wall Street Journal reporter. So, Kelly, the majority of economists agree the recession is over. No more screaming matches, no more mud wrestling on CNBC, right?
No, and I will tell you, actually, that in some ways the disagreements now are worse than ever.
Wow.
Really, let's find out more about that. We'll be back with you, Kelly, in just a moment. First, to look at the top headlines. As Kelly, of course, knows, lots of big economic news out this morning. The recession is apparently easing in countries that use the euro. Output for those 16 countries shrank 0.1% last quarter. That follows reports of unexpected growth in France and Germany. Here in the U.S., the number of foreclosures rose 7% from June to July. And later on this morning, we'll learn how big a boost, if any, cash for clunkers gave July retail sales. We'll also hear how many new unemployment claims were filed last week.
And overseas, more than a dozen Afghan civilians are dead after separate roadside bombings. That's as U.S. Marines continue their assault against militants in the town of Dahana, which has been held by the Taliban for years. And the Pakistani military killed at least 12 insurgents in an attack on Taliban bases in the country's northwest.
And later this morning, the International Olympic Committee will move two new sports closer to the 2016 Games. Seven sports are vying for the spots, including rugby, softball, and golf. I'm happy about that. And the U.S. men's soccer team lost to Mexico 2-1 in a key match yesterday. Good day for Wall Street yesterday. All indices rose more than 1%. The Dow starts trading today at 93.62. The S&P kicks off at 10.06. The NASDAQ begins trading at 19.99. It's a question for American democracy, and it's a question for all of you out there, and I'm going to pose it to you here in the studio. Kelly, are you a screamer? Are you a yeller?
I'm not a big yeller.
You're not a big. If you turn on her mic, maybe we could hear if she was a yeller or not. Are you a yeller? Are you a yeller?
I don't think so.
Are you a yeller, Celeste?
It depends on what my kid just did.
I'm kind of a yeller. But at healthcare town halls, the way to speak your mind this week is to yell. Call and give us your best yell. Back away from the phone when you do it. Tell us when yelling has worked in your life. Or if you're a calm talker, what would you calmly ask at one of these healthcare town hall meetings? Your megaphone is waiting. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm serious. Back away from the phone if you're going to yell. Or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org.
The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com. You're listening to The Takeaway.
It's The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee, here with John Hockenberry all week long. And John?
Yes?
Some kind of breaking news this morning.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of this. I mean, we reported when Newsweek had the recession is over on its cover as well. I mean, the question is
that was totally different.
A feelings question. It's also an economics question. I don't know what to make of it, though.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the majority of economists that they surveyed agree that the recession is ended. So,
what are the numbers? How many?
They polled 50. 47 responded. 27 said, yep, it's over.
So there were three of them who said, I'm really too busy to answer this question, Wall Street Journal?
They said, I'm too busy spending all the mounds of cash I have now that the recession is
over. Well, I mean, let's talk about it, and we got the right person, that's for sure.
We do. We have Kelly Evans, Wall Street Journal reporter, with us this morning to talk about the survey. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
So the recession, done.
Well, as you probably saw from even that survey, 27 out of 47 isn't exactly an overwhelming majority.
Right.
But yes, it's nice that we can finally get some consensus to say, well, actually, yeah, in the recession's over. And what we mean by that, by the way, is not that the economy's recovering, but that a recession starts at the peak of economic activity and it stops at the trough. So all they're saying is we're at the bottom.
Which is not good news, and we don't want you spending the rest of the day going, I heard you this morning saying the recession is over, and have people like dump hot sauce in your soup at lunch.
And to me,
I like hot sauce.
I mean, this period right now, it's been so difficult for us to do anything approaching saying the recession's over or there's a bottom, because there's so much kind of angst about it. There's so much pain in the labor market. People say, how can you possibly even suggest this? And yet, I mean, I'll tell you right now, if you go back and look at monthly GDP figures, which is what the Bureau who arbiters recessions looks at, it's very possible it could end up being May or June or July that the recession ended. Absolutely.
Mm. Now, one of the problems on the debate on the disagreement issue is that we entered this in a strange way, in that the credit markets froze up after a huge spike in energy prices, and that people really didn't know what to make of how we were getting into this.
Well, and when you talk about the moment when economists actually agree on something, I mean, they were unanimous that event was horrible, that the months afterwards were horrible, that the economy in the U.S. and everywhere else was in free fall. It's been the outlook now, and especially now, that there are some who still insist it's not over, some who still insist there's pain ahead, and there's that's what I was talking about when I talk about the disagreement now.
Now, I'm based out of Detroit, so the whole recession is over is extremely tough sell.
The tough case to make out there.
That's a tough sell. But there is one other holdout. The International Energy Agency, they're talking about oil fundamentals, and energy was part of the cause of all this. They said the evidence of a bottoming out of the global recession is patchy, and global gas oil demand, a key indicator of economic health, remains significantly subdued.
Yep, absolutely. I think that's going to be a key theme of this, is that even as you hear people say the recession is over in the U.S. or in the global economy, you're still going to hear a lot about weakness. And that's why yesterday the Federal Reserve kept interest rates near zero. I mean, that's incredible. They're incredibly low, and they're still saying, look, GDP's down 4% from a year ago. This is the worst post-war recession. There's a lot of weakness and
so
a lot.
Bottom still stinks, right? Exactly. With Kelly Evans of the Wall Street Journal, you just quoted the IEA, International Energy Agency. We got Steve, who sent us an email saying, I'll know the recession is over when job growth exceeds job losses and when there's real income growth for the middle to upper class. You actually measure stuff like that, right?
Right. Well, there are a lot of agencies that do, but I will say, again, when you're looking at simply dating the end of a recession, that's not necessarily the prime determiner. It's output. The labor market, if it behaves like the last two recessions, which were mild by historical standards in 2001 and 1991, the labor market did not recover then, in some cases for up to 18 months after the recession was over. So we sort of know by now that's not going to be one of the key things.
Okay. Well, let's give Kelly some data points here, some more data points.
That's right. We're going to go on. You know, I looked it up. The median salary for a corporate economist is about $111,000 a year. So let's go to some people who are a little closer to the average income. We have three people on the line. We've got Jim Svets.
Our friend.
Welcome back, Jim. He's the owner of Chill. It's a wine bar in Beacon, New York. We've also had Greg Goodnight, who's probably going to tell us a little bit about unemployment. He's the mayor of Kokomo, Indiana, and Cliff Hagedin. He's the owner of the Fort Gratiot Express. We also talked to him earlier. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Let me start with you, Greg.
Good morning.
You have still, are you still at about 19% unemployment?
Latest numbers haven't came out. We're hoping it's a little bit lower than that. And just briefly, Kokomo is a manufacturing community about 50 miles north of Indianapolis, predominantly automotive. We have a large Chrysler plant, obvious, and with the merger with Fiat, we had a plant shutdown of about 4,000 workers for about a six-week period, but a lot of them are back to work, but not at the same levels previously.
Well, I was reading some interviews with some of your locals, residents there in Kokomo, and they were talking about how they feel like the unemployment rate is actually probably higher because of the people who've dropped off the rolls, and many of them say they're looking to move out. Are you seeing some exodus out of Kokomo?
Well, I've been mayor for about 19 months. My timing wasn't real good, but there's probably a little bit of truth to that. But if, I mean, when you look at unemployment, if they're skewed here, that's probably the case across the country.
Well, at least they can't blame you for the economy, Mayor.
Oh, well, they will.
They can, actually. I agree with you, but sometimes they do.
Okay, Jim, you opened your wine bar not all that long ago. How is business?
Well, since last October, obviously winter was quite tough, but the champagne corks aren't quite popping yet, but the wine is certainly beginning to flow a lot better.
Maybe you'll get some of these economists that got polled in the Wall Street Journal because they're pretty bullish.
Yeah. Well, you know, whenever there's some positive talk on television, whether it's, you know, across the board or not, it shows up right at the bar the next day because everybody watches TV all day long.
That's interesting.
Raising their glasses and singing We're in the Money.
As long as you're talking positively, it really shows up on the street. So I guess that at least that's a good thing.
Well, Cliff Hagedon, you actually saw some signs of increased economic activity out there on the roads. Are you still seeing it?
Yes, I am. The corridors, especially Interstate 75, Interstate 65, the truck traffic is starting to mount again.
Now, does that also mean that it's easier for you to get credit for maybe you or your freight company's operations?
Not necessarily credit, but what it's doing is putting a lot more trucks out on the road, which to me is just an indicator that things are moving forward.
Now, last time we talked to you, you said that when the housing, when the lumber starts to flow on the backs of trucks, then you'd really be positive. Any sign of that?
It's been 2 weeks now. To be very blunt, no, not completely.
We like blunt. Blunt is good.
Kelly Evans with the Wall Street Journal. To be very clear, there's a lot of here talk about unemployment, and you say they're not necessarily related, but we should be very clear that we're not talking about more jobs. They're still expecting the unemployment rate to rise to about 10%. By
yes,
the fall.
Absolutely. Still looking at almost 10%. If you look at sort of the pace of job losses, yes, they've slowed, but we're still losing hundreds of thousands of jobs at a time when the economy normally needs to create
we
about 100,000.
Last month,
right? And we need to create at least 100,000 just to keep up with population growth. So not only have we lost that 6.5 million since the recession began, but also there were jobs we needed to be creating along the way anyhow. And if you look at surveys of hiring activity, by the way, yesterday the Labor Department came out with one. It was at a historic low. I mean, we're
right.
Just not yet seeing on net those kinds of signs. But again, they are related, of course. But I just mean that if you want to talk about when the recession ended, it's not necessarily the labor market that's going to tell us that.
And 10% unemployment nationally, you dream of that in Kokomo, Illinois, right, Greg?
Kokomo, Indiana.
Or Kokomo, Indiana, right. You dream of that. I mean, that's...
Who knows what they dream of in
Kokomo, well,
Illinois.
19, he's got 19%. He's got
one out of five. That's one
amazing.
Out of five people yeah. out of...
Well, in one point, if I can make it real quickly, is that when this recession intensified last fall, what it did was really synchronize the pain everywhere, and now we're getting back to more of a regional recovery, either in the U.S. or globally.
Can I ask you guys, Jim Svetz, are you a yeller when things kind of go bad for you? Do you yell?
Yes.
You are a yeller. Okay. Greg Goodnight, mayor of Kokomo, Indiana, are you a yeller? Does yelling work for you?
Maybe say a curse word would probably be better choice.
I see. So he's a quiet curser, but maybe not a yeller. That's interesting. And Cliff Hagedon, are you a yeller?
John,
no, I'm...
I would say no, but I definitely don't want to be pushed.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't push him.
Well, we want to say thank you so much. Kelly Evans is with the Wall Street Journal. We also heard from Jim Svetz. He's the owner of Chill in Beacon, New York. Greg Goodnight, the mayor of Kokomo, Indiana. And Cliff Hagedon, he's the owner of the Fort Gratiot Express Company. Thank you all for joining us. You know, a little later this hour, John, we're going to be talking to people who I think would very definitely say the recession is not over. We have on Rachel Wallace. She's from San Francisco. She's now waiting in line in Inglewood, California, at the clinic there. She drove.
They're offering free health care.
They're offering free health care. She's waiting to get treated by a doctor because she has no health care.
Wow.
I think she would have different views
on
the economy.
There's a health care town meeting for sure.
Absolutely.
And it probably won't be a yelling match if there's free health care.
I certainly hope not.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
877-8-MYTAKE.
469-8253.
You know, you can catch the show live Monday through Friday. Thanks for listening. If you have any feedback or think there's any stories we should be covering on The Takeaway, contact us at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. See ya.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.